Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by George Aquino. George does My Hotel Life, which is a blog about his travels and love of food. He's also the GM of the JW Marriott, downtown Grand Rapids. Also joined by Rudy Postema and Rachel Najar of Image Tours. We're going to be chatting about the Europe Tours for Foodies that these guys are working on. It's coming up October 11th. Through October 22nd, 2013. It's a tour of three European countries, France, Switzerland, and Italy. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. George, it's well known from your writing on your blog, My Hotel Life, and in the GR Press that you're a big traveler, a big foodie. What made you decide to put together this tour, and what's the concept of a foodie tour?
Well, I really have to thank Rudy from Image Tours because he hounded me for months. And finally I said, okay, I think this sounds like an amazing experience for foodies to be
sure.
able to go on a tour that's different from what you would expect from a tour of Europe. So this is really focused on guests that want to experience the food, the culture, the wines of Europe. And you got three amazing countries. And we're going to hit several cities in these countries. And I think with the camaraderie you're going to build with the people on the tour, it's going to be one amazing experience for everyone.
And Rudy and Rachel, what made you guys decide to team up with George on this?
Well, this is really a fantastic opportunity. We're really excited about having George, you know, host this tour. We have been doing tours, and I guess I should divert to Rudy here, who began the company with his father years ago. Rudy, if you want to give us a
Well, actually, we were founded in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in 1939, just before World War II. My dad was a phys ed teacher and sports coach, and his students wanted to take trips. And so they convinced them they needed a tour leader, and so that's how our business started, strictly out of student thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came here as an exchange student in 1960, and I went to junior college, then junior college, now community college.
Mm-hmm.
And we chartered an airplane and took 118 students and faculty to Europe. And so it just snowballed from there. Flint
sure.
Community College, Ball State University, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read George's articles about food and travel, and I says, George, you're the natural-born tour host.
Sure.
We got to do a tour with a foodie theme. And so he kind of reluctantly went for it, and now he's enthused about it.
Now, you're going to be going to France, Switzerland, Italy. What made you choose these countries?
I think you got these three countries are very natural selection for people who want to experience Europe. Also, Image Tours is they're experts in these cities and these countries. So for this first Europe Tours for Foodies, we really want to focus on our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the contacts there. I know Rachel has been working with all the contacts in those countries, so maybe you can elaborate on that.
Absolutely. Well, the tour will begin in Paris, travel from Paris south into Beaune, mm-hmm. France, and then to the Lucerne or Lake region of Switzerland, and then into Tuscany and ending in Rome. And actually, specifically using a small village, a medieval village north of Rome called Anguillera Sabazia on the shores of Lake Bracciano. So really unique experience that does offer a very diverse selection of culinary experiences, wine, of course, known in the Beaune area. Beaune is the primary wine region of France and the capital of the Burgundy wine area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we've been working with hotels and a lot of different restaurants and venues that are going to really provide a great opportunity for people, not only as part of the tour, but also independently to try some different things. And George has some great ideas about really experiencing a lot of these things on your own and then bring it also back to the group to explore and talk about together, come back with your own experiences. But we'll also infuse that in with some structure, of course, that's needed for a set itinerary to over 12 days of travel.
Sure. Now, George, being very well traveled, what are some of the foods and places in these cities you want people to experience?
Well, of course, let's start with Paris. I mean, Paris to me is the foodie capital of the world. And you're going to have some, you know, definitely the cheeses. I mean, the cheese is in all three countries, and the charcuterie is going to be unmatched. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. And in addition to just the cheese and the pastries, what we're trying to do here is, you know, we want people to do some hands-on activities too. So in Italy, of course, you know, we want the guests to have, go to a cooking class. Where it's a little bit, we'll take a little bit deeper dive into cooking, regional Italian cuisine. Switzerland, of course, it's cheese capital too. Mm-hmm. I'd love for us to one of my best grilled cheese sandwich I've ever had was in Switzerland, mm-hmm. and to be able to experience that, and also I think in Bonn, the fact that you got the wine capital of Burgundy, mm-hmm. right there in our footsteps is going to be quite amazing. And we're working with winemakers that maybe can host us, mm-hmm. On this trip.
Now, for folks who want to get involved and take the trip, how much is it?
Okay. The price for the trip, we have two options. Mm-hmm. You can actually have a land-only option, which will be about $3,600.
Sure.
Per person. And then the full-blown with the flights from Grand Rapids and Detroit is about $4,800. Mm-hmm. We highly suggest that you go to the website, mm-hmm. Europe Tours for Foodies. Mm-hmm. All the information's in there. It's all been lined up. So all your questions about, the motor coach we're going to be using to the hotels and the area where the hotels are going to be are answered right there on the website.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this limited to a certain number of folks who can go?
Yeah, we will accept 46 passengers. So we do really want to encourage people that are interested to look into this and book early, mm-hmm. because space is limited. There is a little incentive for those that book early of $150 discount, mm-hmm. off of those tour prices that George just mentioned, if they book before January 11th, 2013. And, of course, there is also the possibility that will be filled up by then as well. So we really want to get people to look at this. The website, again, is the best place to go. Lots of information there, and as well as contact details if they need some, mm-hmm. additional information.
And with this, are folks free to go off on their own and then rejoin the group at any time?
Well, with a scheduled tour, there is a certain structure that takes place. We'll be moving from point A to point B throughout the tour. But incorporated in that is also a lot of free time so that people can do some self-exploration. But again, the next morning we'll be heading out and traveling further south to Switzerland or whatnot. So there is structure, of course, that needs to be followed when you have a group of 40-plus people traveling together. But we are really working to combine some independent time so that people can do some self-exploration.
And that's something I really wanted to, when I talked to Image Tours, is I'm not your typical person that would go on a tour with a bunch of people. So I really want to make sure that we structure this. So for those of us who are used to traveling or those of us who, would like to explore a little bit more beyond the schedule, that allows it. For example, in Paris, our first day, it's pretty much on your own. We're going to give you some places you might want to look at. I'm going to host a happy hour on my favorite street there, but it's optional.
Sure.
And give some suggestions for dinner that night.
So what advice would each of you have for folks who are visiting these cities for the very first time?
Well, first, I think my first advice is to book early, because I really feel very strongly that we're going to have a full bus quite early. My advice is really to come in with open eyes, because we're going to share so many different parts of traveling. It's not just for foodies, but also your love for photography will be in there. I think we'll provide some information, and actually on the website all the little details about every place that we're visiting. It provides practical information and a guide basically to what you're going to need. How much money you should be bringing, what kind of clothing you should have. It's all in there. Rachel.
One of the things, too, is that, of course, along with George hosting the tour, there will be a local European tour guide with the group that has all that information about you know, different places to go, providing the history and some cultural background to the places that you're going. So that really is important, because we also want to show people Europe through the eyes of a European. So having the benefit of George and his expertise and his what he brings to the table, coupled with the information and background and knowledge of the tour manager, the tour escort, is really a great benefit. And people, they're just fantastic areas to go. You're just going to have a great time.
Any advice that you have, Rudy, for folks coming to these cities for the first time?
Well, you know, one very good thing about this particular tour is it differentiates from your run-of-the-mill tour in the fact that your typical tour has a lot of optional activities which are charged separately. In this particular case, we built everything into the tour price, so there are no out-of-pocket excursions. And so we have sort of anticipated a lot of the highlights that people really do want to experience while they're there. And instead of making them optional at additional cost, they are included in the tour price.
Okay.
And so I would like George to repeat that website one more time. What website do people go to?
It's EuropeTouristForFoodies.com. You might also add that in meals, you know, all the breakfasts is included. And then 6 out of the 10 dinners are also mm-hmm. included. So lunches, it really allows those who want to explore on their own the flexibility to, you know, to go on separate ways for lunch.
Mm-hmm. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in studio by George Aquino. George writes a blog about food and traveling called My Hotel Life. He's also the GM of the JW Marriott, and I've also been joined by Rudy Postema and Rachel Najar of Image Tours. We've been chatting about their Europe Tours for Foodies. You can go to EuropeToursForFoodies.com to find out more details. The trip is planned from October 11th through October 22nd, 2013. They'll be traveling to France, Switzerland, and Italy. Thank you so much for joining me, guys.
Thank you so much, Paul.